This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I need all of us to ask ourselves three questions. And this myself, number one, everybody. Why is Allah allowing this to happen? What does He want from me? And what should I do? I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about us, individual Muslim. Wherever you live, are we all, and I have no doubt everybody will say yes, we believe Allah is Al-Hakim, Allah is wise. Do we believe Allah is Al-Alim, Allah knows, and Allah is Sami', He hears, and Allah Al-Basir, He sees. So what I and you are seeing on the internet, on the TV, doesn't matter what channel, it doesn't matter what is happening there, He's seeing it. I want you all to remember this. And He's a Rahman al-Rahim, all merciful, owner of mercy. So why is He allowing it? The first answer is, I don't know. لا أتأول على الله. I do not say things about Allah. And this will take us back to history. That's when you need your seerah. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow the Muslims to lose in Uhud? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Muslims suffer for 13 years? And this is His Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the most beloved human being Allah created to Allah. Why Fath Makkah was way later on? Why did they sign the treaty of Al-Hudaybiyah? The answer is, we don't know, up till today. So that's number one. Number two, is what the Palestinians, and especially the people in Gaza, what they are going through, and you all know, and I don't have to explain, that the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam went through it. Yes or no? Did he, on the night of Badr, you need to remember history, because what we all need to know is I need to stay strong as a Muslim. I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about individual. Because what is happening to us, some of us, and I heard it this morning from someone I know, we are starting to lose hope. And we should never do that. I don't know if I will see Palestine back when I am alive, but I know it will be. And this is what we all need to know. When? By the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the timing of Allah. So on Badr, the night of Badr, look at the numbers. It's 300 plus, they say 12, 13, 14 Muslims. It's more than 1,000. Now look at the percentage, three times. What did they have? Few horses and 70 camels. 700 camels they had and thousands of horses. The night of it, and you have a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and he made his dua to Allah. And this is something we all have to do. And he said, Allahumma anjiz wa'adak. Ya Allah, fulfill your promise. And then he turned to him and says, Ya Allah, if you're not going to give victory to this group, who will worship you on this land, on this earth? And you know the history. Go fast forward a few years later and you have Al-Ahzab, the trench. Same story, now even worse. This is even way more relevant for today. Because it was not only Quraysh, it was everybody. Around them, they did the famous trench. And now everybody is coming to them, and they are siege. Behind them is Medina. In Medina, the Jews in Medina, they absolutely negated the agreement with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and now they are all in one place. That's what Gaza is now. What did they do? And Allah didn't give them victory day one or day two. How long they stayed in the trench? 1 month. They came to him alayhi salatu wasalam, said, Ya Rasulullah, we're hungry. It's exactly what you are seeing. He said, we are hungry. And they showed him their belly, and they were literally tying around their belly rocks. What did he do? Alayhi salatu wasalam. He lifted up his shirt, and he had two stones, two rocks. But then, when Allah planned it and wanted it, and how did they win? How did they win? There was no war in this one. Allah sent the wind. Now you're going to tell me, and I can see, well, I am not a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and I am not the Sahaba, right? But we can be, if you want to be, the real one. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليبدلنهم بعد خوفهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا. Listen to this verse. This is from the Quran you all read. Allah gave promise to the believers. He didn't give it to the Muslims. He gave it to the believers. Minkum, the special believer from you. And they do good deeds. It's not words. Three things. You will have the victory on this earth. That's not my words. That's in the Quran. Go and read it. One. And then he will make Islam. يُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ. He's going to make Islam strong. He didn't say one. He didn't give us time. And then he will replace their fear with safety and peace. Now the question, what do I need to do? Now it's going to be a little bit painful to everybody because we're going to talk about reality. Allah said the following. Ya ayyuha, this is in Surah Muhammad. That's a Madani Surah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. This is to everybody. Young and not very young, brothers and sisters. In tansuru Allah, yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. If you give victory to Allah, Allah will give you victory. And he will keep you steadfast. And when you read this, you say, I, you, us, will give Allah victory? What does that mean? And I'm going to explain it to you, and I'll leave it, and you tell me if we are those people. The real believer, those who obey Allah categorically, and obey Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. That's what he wants from you and me. I do this on daily basis. In tansuru Allah yansurkum. Is my relationship and your relationship with the Quran the same way in Ramadan? No. And I don't want to take too much of the time, but I'm going to end up with a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Some of you may know it, and he predicted this. This is actually one of his miracles, alayhi salatu wasalam. He predicted the future. And this is hadith actually in Abu Dawood, narrated by Thawban. And the meaning of, and I'll say it in Arabic and I'll translate. The meaning of, سَتَتَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأُمَمِ كَمَا تَتَدَاعَ الْأَكْلَةُ عَلَى الْقَصَعَ. Nations will attack you. Pay attention to this. This is the word of my Rasul and yours. Nations will attack you the same way when the hands, more than one person, the hands all jump on a plate. One. وَلَيَنْزَعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ صُدُورِ عَدُوِّكُمْ مَهَابَتَكُمْ. And Allah will strip the honor and the fear of you from the hearts of your enemies. They don't care about us. And you feel this. True? And then they looked at him and says, Ya Rasulullah, qala qail. One of them says, why? Why? Are we few in numbers? That's how they thought. Few, and they will be more. That's how they lived. And he said, no. Kalla. Satakununa kathir. You will be plenty. 1.4 or 5 billion Muslims in this earth. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. You will be like the scum the scum or the foam of the ocean. Why? And he said, أصابكم الوهن. This is the painful one. And I want everyone, myself, number one, ask yourself this. And if the answer is yes, how will I change it? He said, أصابكم الوهن. You became weak. Wahan is when the person, human being, gets older age. Everything is weak. And then he explained it. It's not about age. حب الدنيا وكراهة الموت. You love this dunya. He predicted it. Subhanallah. Imagine if he is now with us. Probably he will say, I told you. I told you. You love dunya. And you hate to die. It's not you hate to die. You don't even want to think about it, let alone prepare for it. Questions for everybody. And this is for you to think. Where is my salah? Where is my Quran? Is Allah number one in my making decision? Or my job, my money, my wealth, my family, beauty, and everything else? And then you wonder, why is this happening? The change starts in every home, in every heart. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam changed the whole world by changing people. When Allah becomes number one in my life, in everything, then Allah will give me victory because He promised me. He promised me, وَلَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ حَشَى. He will never not fulfill the promise. But I haven't done it yet. This is what we need. Don't be afraid to be a Muslim. Don't be arrogant, but don't be afraid. Somebody asked me, you are different. I said, yes, I am. And I'm very happy I'm different. Alhamdulillah. Start with yourself. Let's make our homes Muslim homes. When I enter, I see Islam in the house. I don't say, did you pray? I say, how was your salah? How was your connection with Allah? And if I have it as an adult, the children will have it. This is what we all need. The last thing I will end, and this is in Surah Al-Anfal. Surah Al-Anfal is about Badr. And Allah gave the keys of victory. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. This is everybody here in this room. And whoever is hearing us online. إِذَا لَقِيْتُمْ فِئَةً فَاتْبُتُوا. When you meet a group, stay steadfast. This is at war, we are not. But when I am in the street and someone talks to me, فَاتْبُتُوا, stay steadfast. One. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Remember Allah plenty. Not only when I need Him. Not only when I am begging Him now because of what's happening, daily. That's two. Three, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Obey Allah categorically. It's not when I like and when I don't like. In Ramadan I'm this, outside Ramadan. وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Your sunnah, where are we from His sunnah, external and internal? Now look at four. This is going to hurt. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Don't differ. Don't quarrel. This is not the time. This is not. We need to be all together. فَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Number five. وَاصْبِرُوا. Be patient. Be patient. And that's what Allah wants from me. Remember Him? A lot. Dua. Dhikr. Obey unconditionally. I can, I cannot. I'm obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and be patient. And the last I will say from the Quran, when the Sahaba looked on the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, it says, Mata Nasrullah. When is this? You just heard the history. It's more than 100 years. And what Allah said, Ala inna Nasrullahi qareeb. The victory of Allah is close. Is there, but there of Allah is not you and me. It's not 24 hours. The day in Allah is 1,000 years or 50,000. What Allah wants from me and you and everybody, let's do our homework. as an individual. Let's go back to Allah truly. Let's obey Him truly. And don't you have a doubt, an iota of doubt, that Allah will never let us down.